A very great pleasure of welcoming into the studio now Norma McLaren, the patron of the Rangiora Museum. Good afternoon, Norma.
Hello, Bruce.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
It's always good to have your smiling face in the studio. You know, it brings a spark to an otherwise quite dull day out there.
It is wintry.
It's turned very nasty, hasn't it? Now, you've popped in to tell us all about the upcoming month, or what's the latest that's happening at the Rangiora Museum. So I'll hand over to you to give us a quick overview.
Yes, well, first of all, Bruce, the next meeting's on the coming Thursday, 24th of August, and it's at 7:30, and the speaker's actually our son, Bruce McLaren, and he's going to outline and talk about the life and times of a Rangiora kid's kid. Now, he's our second son, and he says he was there for many of the adventures detailed in our books. Tom and I both have written a book about growing up in Rangiora, and his father Tom wrote The Life and Times of a Rangiora Kid, which sold many copies. Now, Bruce tells us that what happened next? What impact did that have on the son of a Rangiora kid? Apparently, some of the stories we, his parents, have never heard. So we're a bit nervous about that. The museum is at 29 Good Street, and it's nice and warm and cosy, so everyone's welcome along. We have supper afterwards. No charge. We do like a donation. We appreciate a donation if you're not a member of the Early Records Society. So it should be a good night.
Well, there's always plenty going on. So you meet every last Thursday of the month, is that right?
No, the fourth Thursday.
Fourth Thursday of every month. So, yeah. So the next one is next Thursday, the 24th.
Yes.
Past 7, you get together. And should people bring a packet of biscuits or anything?
No, they don't have to. The really good committee provider.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's wonderful.
Such a good committee. They work hard to keep the museum humming.
I'm interested to see that one of your upcoming guests. Yes. Tell us about Dan Smith.
I know. We're really looking forward to that. That will be so interesting. Dan Smith's going to tell us the story of John C. Smith Limited, that well-known company in Rangiora, and this will be on September 25th, again at 7:30, so that'll be a good one too.
Fabulous.
It's really popular, so we've got more chairs now. We can accommodate up to about 60.
Wow.
And it's become quite a community event. Nobody wants to go home. They all stay for a cup of tea and chat.
Oh, I think that's marvellous.
It is. And then again on October, just looking ahead, note on your calendar, October 26th, it's going to be the story of the Kaiapoi ship, the Tūhoe. So that again is a good local story, local history.
Yes, a bit of a shame we lost the Tūhoe recently. We didn't. It was completely restored and sadly lost as it tried to cross the bar.
Yeah, real sad.
It was
story.
Very sad because it was a beautiful boat.
Yes. And then going on right on to November, it's going to be an outing for car enthusiasts, as well as one of for those with other interests. So that'll be a bit of a surprise, that one.
Well, that's wonderful. Do you got quite a large committee there?
Yes,
running things.
The committee are great. We're lucky to have keen volunteers too, not just the committee. Now, these volunteers come along to the museum Wednesday afternoons from 1:30, and they do various jobs such as computer input. And we're always looking for new people or young ones. If they can come in, even for an hour after school or whatever, even just temporarily, we've had them before. It looks really good on their CV, and it helps us.
Of course it does,
so
yes.
Bring on the young ones.
Absolutely. Well, it's the youth of today, of course, are our future of tomorrow, aren't they? And, well, we need to recruit some from from the various schools around the district.
We were
just talking off here, weren't we, Norma, about the upcoming 150th celebrations of the Rangiora Borough School,
and
looking forward to that.
That's right.
I was asked by one of the organising committee if if I still had something from my days of the Rangiora Borough School. I was there 50 years ago as a student, and I said, well, yes, I do. And they looked at me with delight, saying, well, what have you got? What have you still got that you enjoyed from that? Well, I can't say I enjoyed it. Well, I said, well, I've got a mouthful of amalgam.
Yes, how
from
true.
What we used to call the murder house.
Yes.
I don't know if they still have dental nurses at the Rangiora Borough School, but by crikey, I'm sure that the dental health care is much better than it used to be when I was there.
I would say so.
But that's the history, isn't it? And yes. History is a wonderful thing, because it's always good to look back on where we've all come from in the past.
Exactly. The museum has got a lot on the Rangiora Borough School.
Well, yes.
And we're really keen to keep this local history alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And as alive as possible, making it visual and audio, and it really is worthwhile.
So, Norma, thank you so much for popping in. And Norma McLaren, the patron of the Rangiora Museum this afternoon, and telling us what's happening at the Rangiora Museum. Looking forward to visiting it. And I dare say we might get some of those people attending the Borough School 150th popping down for a look as well.
It would be worthwhile for them.
It would be.
Yes.
Thanks, Norma, for popping in today.
Thanks, Bruce. Been a pleasure.
Compass FM.